The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
And welcome to Planet Gridiron Radio here on Voice America Sports, the leader in internet media. I'm joined here today by Dave Lockhart,
Will
Milaskovich,
Mariko, how you doing?
Will Mariko, and Mr. Brian Harper down in Alabama.
Hey guys, we want to welcome as always on Friday as we bring it into the Martin Luther King holiday weekend. But again, we're blessed with having...
school out on Monday?
It is, from what I hear. It's always been out for me for the past... going on 20 years now.
Okay. All right. Well, we in Arizona. So who knows?
So school's out, court's closed. So as far as I'm celebrating, I'm putting something on the queue on the grill for him. So
in what you gonna cook? What you gonna cook?
Some good food.
What you gonna cook? Some ribs.
Well, Brian, thank you again for joining us. It's been a minute. Will, as we always say, we're gonna welcome him in. And you know what? We got Jay Graves trying to get on in a second. So I'm gonna kick it over to engineer. Why don't you pick it on up?
All right. Well, there's a lot going on in sports, in basketball, in hockey, but we don't care nothing about no hockey, right? We don't talk about hockey. We talk about football.
They're playing hockey?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
oh okay,
exactly,
okay.
Exactly. And in basketball, we've got some changes, people moving around in basketball, people getting fired. And in football, this coaching carousel. But once we get these other guys hooked up. Brian, you on the line?
Yeah, man, I got you, man.
Okay.
Going on.
All right. So we got this these coaches going places, and Arizona done something. They did something last night and today that I don't understand as a fan, but as a coach? I'm not a coach, but as a businessman, I understand it, and that is letting Ray Horton go. Do you understand it, Brian?
No, I really don't. You know, but anytime you have a changing of the guard, man, guys want their guys in. And the business that we're in, no matter how good the person is or how good their reputation, sometimes coaches come in when there's a change in the guard. They just want their guy.
Right, and that's the way I see it. You want them coming to you as opposed to going to that other guy that they're the players, meaning the players. Instead of going to the other guy asking, you know, whatever the questions are, you want all the focus on you as a coach coming in. I would say we're talking about.
Well, they got rid of Mr. Ray Horton.
Yeah.
I'm very uncomfortable with that.
Not necessarily a coach coming in. Well, that too, but you know, you just gotta. He's got to bring in guys that he can trust. But you kind of wonder why, you know, the time that he's put in and his reputation. You know, he's not even up for the job. So things like that, you know, we can be on that subject all day, but yeah, we can move forward.
Yeah,
We already know what the real reason is, but we ain't going to go there. We're going to just celebrate. Let's put it this way, Dr. King. Let's go ahead and celebrate the holiday, and let's just go ahead and move on when it comes to that
Dr.
issue.
Dr. King, okay.
Exactly.
Hey, Jay Graves from the league. How are you?
What's going on, man?
Hey, man. Hey, you recovered your health in the dirty Midwest with all that snow coming down and that cold weather.
Hey, man, they say on Monday it's supposed to be 3 degrees outside, bro. Why don't you come up here and celebrate with me?
Why do they come celebrate?
Man, we got the whole family together. Everybody join back in. Roland Hill, myself, we got Jay Graves giving us the beers, Midwest swang, and we certainly got that dirty South flavor coming from Brian Harper, man. It's so good to get together in the year 2013.
Oh, man, definitely. Make it another year, man. Make it another year. And Jay, man, you can beat 3 degrees. There ain't nothing to celebrate about 3 degrees.
The only thing celebrating there is you leaving that 3 degrees.
Exactly.
That's the only thing.
Staying inside.
3 degrees, bro.
Hey, man.
I mean, you just stay in the house, bro.
Man, that's not made for any person to live in. I'm not trying to go anywhere near no 3 degrees.
Now, I will say this. That's the low. So in the morning, it'll be 3 degrees. The high on Monday is supposed to be 13.
I was going to say 13, 10 degrees higher.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I was gonna say
oh,
four.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. Bring out the suntan and phones. That's just not fit for man or beast. I'm not feeling that.
Hey, guys, you know, with what's going on in the media today, what do you guys make of this Lance Armstrong deal? What do you make of the – did you see the conversation with Oprah?
I watched bits and pieces, but I have no interest, actually, in Lance Armstrong because I always felt he was
– I always felt he was cheating anyway.
I understand.
But what do you think? What do you make of him going on Oprah and being so – I didn't think he was sincere. I thought he was kind of –
There was no sincerity in anything that came out of his mouth.
Well, here's my problem with that. Drawing that conclusion.
You just don't like the
story. One, we don't know him. Okay. Two, I'm beginning to believe that any individual who would have lied in the manner in which he lied and took the steps that he took knowing he was lying as he just decimated and destroyed people who were innocent in light of the fact that they were telling the truth, which was he was using drugs. Then the presentation that you saw during the interview is what he is. He's a stoic, a-hole of an individual who cares about himself, and that's exactly what you saw.
Okay, and as he left these bodies in lie, as he walked through life.
Casualties of war, baby.
Okay, so what should happen? I mean, you know, people.
Nothing.
He sued people. Yeah. He sued people. People tried to sue him. They've withdrawn suits.
Right.
Can he go to jail as a lawyer? I mean, is there anything to prosecute?
I don't see and there's any reason for him for him to go to jail. I mean, I guess you could make an argument of some form of theft of services or, you know, some type of fraud, but that's more in a civil context more so than it would be criminal, at least in my opinion. And folks, let's face it. In that particular sport, cheating is the norm. That is what you do. In fact, we know that because of the 7 vacated championships, they couldn't give it to the second place finisher, the third place finisher, the fourth place finisher. And the reason why, gentlemen, is because all of them were dirty too and tested positive.
Well, now, even if they could have given those.
You know what? Let me add this too. So many people watched that last night and will watch again tonight. And everybody I've talked to today says, I didn't see where he seemed to be sincere or apologetic.
That's
what
I'm saying.
I'm going to say this.
Yeah.
He wasn't supposed to be sincere or apologetic.
Why not?
All he was doing was telling you that he did it.
Right. All he was supposed to do is just tell the truth. That's all we want.
The only reason he's telling it is because he just got jammed up against the gate and there was no way out. But he's not sorry that he did it. He's sorry he got caught.
Right. You know, he's not sorry. He is
no,
not sorry.
And I'll be honest, too. I wouldn't be sorry either. Bear Mons, what he got to be sorry about? He played baseball for an extended period of time, gentlemen, in excess of $20 million a year he was earning. What the hell has he got to be sorry about?
Right.
Let's be honest. what is he sorry about? Okay? The sanctity of the game, forget me. They have been cheating in every sport at some level since its inception. I don't care if you're taking greenies. I don't care if you're stealing signs. If you're throwing spitballs.
So is that what it takes? Is that what it takes to make it?
Well, obviously it does because it seems to be the people that make empires out of this are doing just that, cheating.
Uh-huh. You ever hopped on a bike and tried to ride it?
let's be honest. Like David just said, if everybody in the field is cheating, in order for you to get in the field, unfortunately you got to cheat too. It's almost like the kid that's a AAA baseball player.
Yep.
He throws an 85-mile-an-hour fastball, but the difference between him getting to the big leagues and making a $20 million a year contract is 5 more miles per hour, and the drugs going to get him from 85 to 90, he's taking the drugs.
Isn't it an easy
choice? Because he's 20 years old and he don't know anything.
And it's an easy choice.
All he's thinking about is the money.
Right. You know, we'll worry about the collateral damage a little bit later. But, Will, you were in the process of getting ready to say something. Please follow through. You were speaking to them not being able to award anyone the titles that were vacated.
Oh,
Lance Armstrong.
You wouldn't want them. Why would you want them from default? Even if, let's say, you go back and you can't get anybody clean until the 12th person.
Uh-huh.
Well, 11 other people had to default.
Right.
Before you could even get it.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't even look at it like that, you know.
I'm ghetto, dude. I ain't gonna lie. I'm taking my metal bitter, broke up, tarnished, weathered up. I want mine.
Another thing is they took his bronze, right? They took his Olympic bronze. Now I got a question. If you had to take his bronze and he was the dirtiest cycler in the game.
Yes.
Who has silver and gold? And how come they're in
Exactly.
You know what I
mean?
Exactly.
Right.
So if he was the worst of the worst,
What about the other two?
He did, you know, blood transfusions.
What did you think the other two did?
I'm just saying, you can't just take one and then, it's just going to create...
Well, they too shall have their day as well because it seems like the witch hunt is on, you know. My biggest thing about... Go ahead, Jay.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Jake.
I was going to say, because people are asking, well, why would Lance come out and admit it when he didn't necessarily have to admit it? Because he, by admitting it, he's opening himself up to all these lawsuits of the folks he's been blasting over the years.
Sure.
But my thing is, you ever see Casino? When Rothstein was the last one standing.
That's
with
right.
The thick glasses.
That's right.
Well, that's gonna be Lance Armstrong. He's about to start singing like Prince and some open back.
Exactly.
He's got some open back fans. He's getting ready to sell it all.
And you might be very well right. You know, you might be very well right with this. But you know what? Like I said, I don't necessarily have any interest in that particular event, the Lance Armstrong, because, again, the nature of the sport. Outside looking in, every time you heard of a champion, it always was some type of asterisk. It's always some type of scandal that's kind of related.
In cycling.
So, I mean...
How many miles do they ride a day?
They ride 100-plus daily back-to-back for 20 days. Not including the time trials. Now, you trying to tell me you could do that at that level seven times in a row, and you not cheating. Right. And everybody else is, but you the only one that's clean,
exactly.
And you had cancer,
winning.
And they had to cut off one of your balls.
Yes.
We're supposed to believe this. Okay, B-Hart, tell me, you can pee in my face, tell me it's raining now, if I'm going to fall for that one. You know.
In the words of Rick James, cocaine is a hell of a drug.
It is.
But in all fairness, if it's a game where everybody's been doping, you still cannot take the fact that this man did have to go through chemotherapy, that he did have a mental edge.
Agreed.
To what he's doping out, to go in there and do it seven times, not just spaced out, but seven times in a row. So that whether you want to believe it or not, there is some talent involved. There is some work ethic that's gone in. I think Lance Armstrong picked off the wrong person who had a lot of money and power and went after him and wanted to expose him. And even though he was doing it wrong and fought tooth and nail and lied to his face, you still got to have some form of mental adversity and some form of talent to ride a bicycle across France. So, like you said, he didn't come in to be apologetic. He came and told you I did it, and he used Oprah. And the thing I like about it, okay, I said I did it. Now what? What are y'all going to do? I've inspired people to go to live strong. What are y'all going to do? That's the biggest thing I respect. In fact, I came out here and said I did it. Now, 2 weeks from now, what is America? What are everybody looking at? What are y'all going to do?
Exactly.
So do you think this is the end, Brian?
I'm a liar, but it's not going to do anything.
Well, we already been calling him a liar.
Is this the end of it? Do you think this is the end?
Yes.
I mean, how far are you going to go? I mean, you obviously have certain doping agencies. You have WADA. You have another different of organizations that could stick their toe, if you will, into the pool. But why? Why are we doing that right now? Okay, because
if you can ban him. I mean, he was retired as far as everybody was concerned, anyway. So
right. You know, the things that he was doing was more so associated with his foundation of Live Strong, which I think everybody will agree. Mm-hmm. If this is what resulted as a result of him violating any law, rule book, or whatever, then damn it, so be it. Because what he's done with that foundation.
So many people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm balancing.
I will say this, though, fellas. A lot of people, my problem with Lance, not so much Lance, but all the people that support Lance, is calling Lance the hero.
Right.
I just want you to say, yeah, he raised $500 million for cancer. So $500 million is $500 million. But call him what he is. Don't call him the hero because Frank Lucas sold heroin to the folks of Harlem and gave turkeys away at Thanksgiving.
Hold that thought. Let's take a break. Roll the music, Mr. Engineer, and we'll be back. One in, one out. We'll tell you what we're talking about after the break. Back in 90.
Myself, Lord and Master, shall bring disaster to evil factors. Demonic chapters shall be captured.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice of America Sports.
Hey, son, why so down? Gee golly, Dad, Coach doesn't let me play. I'm always on the sidelines, and I can't seem to make any friends. I don't know what to do anymore.
Well, here, son, why don't you try some of these PlanetGridiron.com pills? It says right here on the label, they'll get you bigger, faster, and stronger. They'll even get you friends.
Wow, thanks, Pop. You're swell.
Wow, Dad. This stuff really works. I'm starting bigger, faster, and stronger, and everybody loves me.
PlanetGridiron.com is not a pill and cannot make you bigger, faster, or stronger. It is a website dedicated to players, coaches, and fans engineered to get you better on the field and beyond. PlanetGridiron.com.
Where football lives.
Hard-hitters. Hard-hitting radio is a new kind of sports and entertainment show. Your hosts are NFL veterans Mark McMillan and co-host Byron Evans. It's an hour of hater-free radio every week. You'll hear interviews with top athletes, celebrities, coaches, and fans. It's humor, hits, and conversation. Hard-hitting radio is on with McMillan and Evans. Listen Fridays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Network.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
And welcome back to Planet Gridiron Radio here on Voice America Sports, the leader in internet media.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. We got Roland, we got Will the Thrill, we got Brian jumping off in the South, and we got that Midwest flavor swing coming from Jay Graves
that
from
coldness,
the...
That coldness.
JayGravesReport.com. Holla at you, boy.
Gentlemen, we are spitting nothing but fire today, so we might as well throw another log, a little bit more kerosene on them flames, and let's keep it crunk up in here, because we just ripped into Lance Armstrong. Many different, I guess, conceptions of what we saw, receptions
Point
of it.
Of view, yep.
And, you know, frankly, I'm going to stand by my opinion on it. I always felt it was cheating. Yeah, I ain't shocked that it's cheating. And I'm not upset by the way he presented himself. What you saw is...
it don't matter.
It doesn't matter because that's Lance Armstrong. And again, if you look at that body of work, if
wait,
you will...
Wait. It don't matter because it's cycling.
It's cycling.
Right.
Exactly.
Ain't nobody care at the end of the day.
Next. What you got?
Now, what we got... is the funkiness that keeps surrounding the Golden Domers. Because, again, that shine is about to get peeled back to the dull, busted, gusted pants they used to wear when Rudy was there.
You said Rudy.
Oh, you know what? I've been running my mouth. Let me give Brian Harper, I'm going to give you the flow. Set it out. Manti Te'o, your thoughts on the so-called hoax.
My thoughts on the so-called hoax is that... Man, you look at it, and I don't care how devout you are. I don't see how in the world you could possibly be in a relationship for 2.5 years and have never, ever even seen a girl.
2.5 years?
So, it was almost three.
Yep.
Almost three.
He's right.
Oh, my goodness.
No.
Okay, go ahead. Continue.
To me, I just don't see how you can be that gullible. I don't know if they used a person that he may have Skype and she went by who she said she was. But man, it's looking bad because no matter how you look at it, if you're talking about drafting this guy, you got to understand, like, what is his character issue? Is he that gullible in life?
Is he stupid?
Man, there's so much that there's so much things that hasn't come to pass. And the thing that I'm looking at is that you don't see a head coach. You don't see a head coach. You don't see a teammate. They've got this team under so much gag order and cover up. It's where they can come loose end, man. They're running with their head spinning because Notre Dame got on, and so they knew about on the 26th. You know about on the 26th, and why'd you let it air leading up to the national championship game, the segment on them? It is a lot of heads that are trying to do, excuse my language, CYA-ing right now.
Yes, sir.
That it's a lot of covering up. And only time will tell. And eventually stuff is going to get revealed or it's going to get swept under the rug, kind of like how the Miami Hurricanes laundering issue came up. You hadn't heard anything about that. So it's either going to come full fledged to it, or it's going to be like just covered up and people are going to hope and pray it just goes away.
Well, Mike Gullick is down there right now. Well, he's with his son at Senior Bowl, or I guess Is it Shriners game?
No, it's Shrine game this
Shrine
weekend.
Game. Shrine. So he's with his boy, and he's going to find out some stuff, and we'll probably know on Monday. He'll probably spill some more beans on the actual what is actually going on or what happened. So we'll wait till Monday to find out any more about it. But
hey, Jay, why don't you give us your thoughts?
Oh, there you go.
Because you're close enough with the Indiana flavor about what's going on over there.
And you got Notre Dame alumni all around me. My teammates are Notre Dame alumni. Let me tell you this, man. I'm gonna tell you, Lord, I'm gonna
break
tell
it
you
down,
like
Jay.
Big Mama, like Big Mama gonna say to you, boy, if you ain't never met her, she ain't your girlfriend.
That's exactly.
Okay. And let's say this. Let's keep it real or all the way 100, whichever comes first. Dude, you are the most popular cat on campus.
Yes, sir.
At Notre Dame University. That means you're one of the most popular guys in the world of college football. You ain't online hollering at no chicks. Because you got women running all over themselves trying to get to you.
Okay? Oh, yeah. They know you're going somewhere.
Y'all play ball in school. We all been athletes.
Yep.
And we all know what time it is.
Yeah, right. Hey, wait, time out, Jay. No, I was in the band.
Okay, if you was in the band, you had some women, brother.
Okay.
Hey, if you're on the drum line, you're pulling some chicks.
If you popular, if you frat, whatever, you got women. You right. Ain't online looking for no women. And now you out here talking about, okay, let's say he did get duped. Or somebody was trying to play games with him online. That ain't your girlfriend, though, bruh. All the teammates now, some of these guys are coming out.
Yeah, they are.
Starting to hear leaks of it.
Yep.
They're saying, hey, we always kind of thought this guy was running this thing too far.
Yeah.
You know, we knew he ain't had no girlfriend. That wasn't his girlfriend. They were just running with it. But then the story just took off. Notre Dame is like Brian was saying, they trying to cover their butt because they let the story just take flight and took off with it and ran with it because it put Notre Dame on the magazine cover of every magazine across the country.
Notre Dame was trying to win a Heisman.
They had the money yes. For the voters.
Yep.
And I'm taking nothing from Notre Dame. But they had the money and they had the so-called voters to push them up with the story of him being the Buckets Award winner to push Notre Dame. When Notre Dame beat Oklahoma, which I thought, even though they beat Oklahoma and no shot at UJ, I saw a couple of times in that game that refs missed some calls that game should have gone Oklahoma's way.
Yep.
But when they did, all of a sudden they catapulted them way up there. And I've been saying it all year. They'll tell you, Notre Dame is not that good. I'm watching them. So you know, through money and stuff, they tried to do everything they could to get Notre Dame a national championship this year. As powerful as Alabama is, Alabama only got 40% of the tickets to the championship game.
I didn't know that.
40%. Yeah.
Okay.
It was all Notre Dame. And I'm saying this, you know, and people got onto the story of what he fought through, and he got votes, and people then argued the fact that when you start looking at it, Notre Dame wasn't that good. And my friend coach that coaches Alabama, he says, man, if we get there and they play us, he said, we're going to embarrass them. I've been saying it, and it was hard because I don't want to display who the coach is, but
yeah.
He's been touching, man. They run basic fronts, and I think I text you, Dave, to tell you that
you did.
Man, they're four pages in front of them.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you told me up front, to all our listeners,
mm-hmm.
Brian Harper, before it got down and dirty and nasty, I received a text,
mm-hmm.
And he said, they're going to blow the doors off of them. Blow the doors off of them.
Hey, Brian hit me up an hour before the game and said, Jay, they about to embarrass him.
And that's exactly, we might as well call him.
I had to come back and say, uncle.
You ain't lying, man. I almost started drafting up a good gift with Nostradamus on it and sent it back south. Because that's exactly what happened. I mean, they peeled that wig back. Everybody saw it. And you could see that there is a gray, it's a chasm between the best in the SEC versus Notre Dame. And we all can rattle off at least another 3 to 5 teams right now that would have worked Notre Dame.
Yeah,
But getting back to that, the Mantateo, I'd like to give our in-house guy, Mr. Will, an opportunity to spread his thoughts with our listeners regarding Mr. Mantateo and the so-called hoax. So, Will, please.
I don't know much about Manti because I didn't really like him to begin with. But, okay. I've been listening to what everybody else is saying, and I like just some things that don't add up is just with his girlfriend fighting through leukemia, supposedly, all that other stuff. I mean, you know, anybody who's had somebody sick and relatives who are sick, you visit that person. You visually see that person, you know, to support and all that other stuff. And to be like, oh, you know, my 3-year online girlfriend is sick and I've never seen her, you know, and I've talked on the phone with her. And then he got a phone call from somebody who sounded like her. And it's just, I mean, it just sounds all, it's awful. It's awful. You know, I really feel like they were just trying to bring a Heisman home to Notre Dame. Okay. Is that yes. That's really where they were trying to go with it.
Do you think Notre Dame's in on it too?
We're going to find out that they knew more than what they're disclosing that they knew. And at the times in which they learned that information.
Didn't he get a phone? He got that phone call on December 6th.
Correct.
And then they said something about it on the 26th or the 28th or whatever.
Right.
Whatever,
so it was leading up to the game.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So, you know, Mr.
Let's say this, fellas. Why? Mantateo is no longer on campus. He's in Florida training for the combine.
That's correct.
He's in South Bend.
And he's no longer a player there now.
Right.
Why in the world is the AD on TV crying? Well, you know, it's way over the top. You're not that emotionally connected to Mantateo. All you got to do is say, we know just as much as you know.
wait
to see what else comes up, because as far as we know, it was a hoax. But that's all we got to say about it.
Right.
You know what I mean? But if you're on there doing press conferences and falling all over, crying, wait a minute, you sound like to me you trying to cover your butt.
Right.
Yeah, I think the athletic director is crying at the fact that when everything come out, he just lost one of the best jobs in America.
he made that well by getting on the mic and saying that now we stand with Mantateo, okay, and also concealing a lot of that information.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's going to be up against it as well. But, Mr. Engineer, because I want to bring it back on the other side so D-Lock, your boy, can give you his feelings regarding Mantateo and the host.
Oh, okay.
So let's just go to the break right
hang
now.
Hang around. Back in 90.
Y'all cats know we always play to win. Players, get your pay up. For my respect, I just might have to shut you down. And your punk ass from Linda have to cut you down. See, I'm tired of you faggots kicking dirt on my name.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Hey, son, why so down?
Well, gee golly, Dad, Coach doesn't let me play. I'm always on the sidelines, and I can't seem to make any friends. I don't know what to do anymore.
Well, here, son, why don't you try some of these PlanetGridiron.com pills? It says right here on the label, they'll get you bigger, faster, and stronger. They'll even get you friends.
Wow, thanks, Pop. You're swell.
Wow, Dad, this stuff really works.
I'm starting bigger, faster, and stronger,
and everybody loves me.
PlanetGridiron.com is not a pill and cannot make you bigger, faster, or stronger. It is a website dedicated to players, coaches, and fans engineered to get you better on the field and beyond. PlanetGridiron.com.
Where football lives.
What if there was a program that brought the best in sports and the best of entertainment together in one place? It can be done, and Darnell Autry proves it every week on Outside the Spotlight. In this program, athletes and artists come together to share their success stories, hobbies, professional projects, and more that will interest not only the sports fan, but fans of entertainment and other human interest stories. If you have something you want to ask your favorite athlete or entertainer, listen for Outside the Spotlight, Fridays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, on Voice America Sports.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
And we're back here on Planet Gridiron Radio, Voice America Sports, your leader in internet media.
Yeah, we want to thank Mr. Jay Graves, who had to jump up out of here, for giving us and blessing us and gracing us with some of his words. out of the Midwest.
He got to do that Pacer Rocket thing tonight.
Exactly. He got to do that Pacer Rocket thing, as he called it. But still, we got on the horn from the South. We still got Mr. Brian Harper always giving us some love. And Roland and our boy Will is also with us. But I want to talk about Mr. Mantiteo.
Go right ahead. Go right ahead.
My feelings on the Hawks. And I'm a lot like with
Continue, counselor.
I'm continuing with Jay Graves, and I'm going to build upon that. He's right. He's at Notre Dame, one of the most
prestigious.
Notarized, most mm-hmm. prestigious university. He is the top dog, the alpha dog on campus. And he is trying to sell to us that he had an ongoing, long, lengthy relationship in which he loved this woman with every fiber of his being for almost 2.5 years, but he never saw her. He never engaged. Let's be honest, okay? He can be as devout as he want to be, but from 8 to 80 blind, crippled, or crazy, he can get them all. So it ain't no reason why he on
unless
the internet doing this. Unless he's gay, and that actually did pop up. Did everybody ever think about the fact that maybe it's something in
Well, they said they saw him with other girls on campus.
Yeah, that might be just a facade and a hide.
I see guys and, I see guys and girls shopping all the time.
I see them walking hand in hand. But I grew up in the ATL, and Brian, unfortunately, if you ain't seen it, I know you know. It's so much down low. Going on in that area. My thing is this.
Nasty.
I'm not going to call this man gay. I don't know that.
Right.
Okay. But I don't think
and
it's
so what if he is?
Right. I'm not here to judge him. That's
right.
Between
I'm
he,
being liberal.
He, him, his family, his God. Right. I don't care. He can play football. Mm-hmm. All right. Whatever he does not impact me when it comes to if
that's
his orientation.
But you know what? He's young. You know, in a young man's mind works different than ours, you know. I mean, if we can't touch, smell, you know, and all that other stuff, it ain't fuss. You know what I'm
no,
saying?
No, right. You know, I'm not enamored with pictures anymore. I was as a little boy with the
exactly.
Jet Buicks.
Okay.
As a little boy.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, Brian, you know
name?
About them
McLemore.
Jet Buicks.
McLemore was a photographer. He took all them pictures.
Yeah. You know, that kind of ruled the day as a young boy. But you're right. Once we graduate, if you will, as we mature and we move on, you know, I got to smell it. I got to feel it. I got to touch it. You know,
with it.
Exactly.
Okay.
You know, I ain't buying the cow without testing out the milk. Now, kid, you know.
Amen.
Okay. And it's just hard for me to sell this. And if you look at it on a more of a serious note and dissecting that this is a hoax and whether or not Tayo was aware of what was going on, I mean, just ask simple questions. You know, hey, let me see your cell phone records. Let me see your text records. You were made aware that this young lady was in a hospital.
Does anybody know who his handlers are? Because they're doing
he's
a
with
horrible
CAA
job.
Right now, which was Tom Condon. Brian?
First of all, man, at this level of stuff, man, right now, you understand, this is a lot of heat.
Yeah.
You can't blame the handlers. You can't blame financial advisor or his agent. No one's ever had to take on something like this.
Not blaming him, Brian. Just, you know, who are they? Why don't they step in and you know, put a little spin on it?
You step in with, as an agent. You got to understand, if he does have an agent,
he does.
It's legal.
He does.
Agents only really known him since maybe November. If it's legal,
right?
Just kind of talking. If it's legal. Now, if it's not legal, then he may have known him a little bit longer. But at the same time, you can't expect an agent who's trying to talk with teams and everything on your behalf to come in and try to find a way to do damage control about a girlfriend that may not exist.
Did not exist, Ryan.
Well, I'm not talking about the agent taking the podium. I'm talking about him, you know, throwing in some hints. You know, hey, you need to go up there and you need to tell everybody this.
Well, when, you know what? Perhaps, you know, jumping in, Brian, forgive me for cutting you off, but perhaps you're also fat gathering as well. I mean, this is very bizarre.
You got to fat gather because you can't just come out here and say this because you want to know what? All of Michigan State University was in mourning with you. Practically half of the nation was in mourning with you.
Yeah.
So now you're about to come out. And whether you say, hey, you know what, kind of my bad, I got scared, there's a joke that's gone too far. Now, people, you're going to go from Mantiteo sympathy guy to, like, you know, like the most sick person ever to even touch the football.
Yeah.
So you got to find a way to either come out and say, look, I'm gay and I was afraid to say that, if that's the case. Or you know what, I took a hoax that was way too far and things blew up. And even at that time, it's still going – you are going to have people that are going to get ready to cut you to pieces because you got to think about people who actually have leukemia,
you know what,
actually have Gardner's disease. Man, this is a lot, and you can't. No agent, no matter how smooth they are, double talk they are, can prepare you or do damage control like that. This
I got something Thank for him. All he needs to do is step up to the podium and say, "Hey, look, I got hoax. I'd already it was already out there that my girlfriend had died, right?
But it ain't no girlfriend.
And, okay, I already told people that, and I felt stupid. I didn't want to look even stupider, you know, and so that's why I didn't come up and say anything. Oh, okay. Well, you're a young kid.
People are going to ask you questions, and if you did, you have to say, even if you say you got a hoax, people are going to ask you, well, man, 2 years, you ain't going to see it?
Yeah, exactly. right.
On top of that, the story spreads out so far. There's so many different elements. If you watch the media, this media is talking about this. This media is talking about that. What about the guy who's taking the blame?
To Yasopo, yeah. Your friend, who what? Said, "Yeah, it was a hoax."
I mean, this guy's taking all the heat. They got his cousins on SportsCenter, and they got this girl who was supposedly
is the pitcher,
yeah,
the one who was the photograph, yeah.
So you know, they're taking the heat right now. You know, he's warming up.
He's in Florida. He's Boca Raton.
Yeah, he's getting ready to try to make Buffalo Bills is where they're saying he's going, right? So he's over there at the combine trying to get ready for the NFL. They got everybody around sitting here taking heat. This guy,
yeah, but
that
guy. I mean, what kind of heat are they taking? I mean, they're getting notoriety. Now they are famous.
But like
they are famous.
Like Brian said, half the nation mourned with this guy.
Yeah.
And now they're showing faces
and so
of these people.
And then he says, I was duped, I felt stupid, and the cat was already out of the bag. I didn't want to be stupid, feel stupid, or look stupid in front of the public.
Right.
I didn't think it would go here.
But what I'm saying is
and there's some forgiveness because he's a young man.
Those people who faces are flashing on your TV screen,
yeah.
who are saying, I was a part of it, and my cousin called me.
And
their
and
families,
you know what?
You got to look
you know
at their
what?
Families.
And you know what? There are probably two or three of those people that had nothing to do with it. They just want to be famous.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But
so
I don't think you want to be seen in a thing like that. There's a lot of things you want to attach yourself to.
But that ain't one of them.
No, Brian. See, Brian, you've been there. You know what it takes to get there. We're talking about small-minded people. You know, when they in the mall and the news is out there, they're jumping around back behind the reporter. You know what I mean?
After a post-game show.
Yeah. They're waving their hands on their cell phone calling grandma. These are the people
I'm telling you, the people that are in this thing, the young lady and all that, they have something tied into Manateo, and if Manateo did get duped, if he did, then he's going to have to answer a whole lot of questions because he has to answer the fact that he was on the phone with someone and for 8 hours. And who was this person that he was on the phone with? I mean, that's a lot of things, man. And all I'm telling you is if he didn't get duped or they found out that he was lying to duped, and there's a whole lot of repercussions because Notre Dame has said we stand behind him, and there's so many people, that they're gonna. Man, I hope people understand the repercussions when you start talking things as serious, death and cancer.
Okay, well, yeah. So what happens? When do the Heisman nominees come out? What part of year? November, October?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they have to because it's always made the first Saturday in December. So yeah.
Okay, so it's October.
It's going to be
the list
October, November.
Okay.
No, the list is actually put together prior to the season, and then they whittle down.
Okay, and then in November, so you got your five
finalists? If that.
Okay.
You have to receive a certain percentage of the votes in order to be invited to downtown.
So when did he know he was
finalist? I would probably say would you agree, Brian, probably mid-year he knew he would be one?
Yeah. He knew. I would say at least by early November that he knew he'd be a Heisman candidate. And by that time, they said they had the big games against Michigan State. All I'm saying is, why right now? To me, if you have nothing to do with it, to me, with the time that it's taking, it's a lot of damage control being done. It's a lot of money that's going to be paid out by Manateo. It's going to be a lot of money by somebody who's very high up at Notre Dame, so hopefully they can sweep this under the rug, or it's just going to just hit so hard. But you can bet there are two guys warring very hard to either blast the thing wide open to put Notre Dame on Front Street, and then there's somebody very powerful at Notre Dame trying to keep this thing under the rug. That's what's going on. That's what's taking so time, because if there was nothing to it, then this kid would be on the forefront in front of camera saying it, problem that he was due, such and such. You would be able to have capital on these people, and that's the biggest problem I have sometimes when it comes to the media. They know, but sometimes when that money comes to play messing with their check, they can't always speak on it.
Well, fellas, this is just in.
I know we're a football show, but the former mayor of New Orleans, Mr. Ray Nagin, has just been indicted. Brian, have you heard that?
No, but I'm sure I'm headed to New Orleans, so I'll find out.
Yeah, I just happened to be flipping through, man. 21 counts of federal corruption charges to include wire fraud, bribery, and money laundering.
So, man, that's that whole system down there. I mean, everybody, I hate to say that, I love the city and stuff and everything, but everybody knows from from certain politicians and people who are in law enforcement down there. I mean, they are corrupted, but you know, and that's in a lot of places in politics. But you know, hopefully, the city's getting ready to get a Super Bowl. They'll move past it, and I said, I'm sure I'll get more details as you move down. Yeah. So, like I said, man, there's just so much that people do control, and even that us, we're allowed to speak on certain things. But you tell me whatever happened to that Miami hurricane situation, and I'll be quiet because you ain't heard nothing from that.
Yeah, that's
you're
true.
Not gonna do nothing. You're not going to speak on it.
Well, you know, gentlemen, it's going to be interesting how this all plays out because, again, the elements are starting to come together and we're having the moving parts now starting to settle. And then with this Tayo thing. So we're going to get some more information, but I think at the end of the day, we might not necessarily get the entire story.
Because it'll go away clean.
You need to let it die. Mr. Engineer, roll that music. Let's go to break here. We'll take a 90-second break and then we'll be back on the other side of the music, other side of the commercials.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Hey, son, why so down?
Well, gee golly, Dad, Coach doesn't let me play. I'm always on the sidelines, and I can't seem to make any friends. I don't know what to do anymore.
Well, here, son, why don't you try some of these PlanetGridiron.com pills? It says right here on the label, they'll get you bigger, faster, and stronger. They'll even get you friends.
Wow, thanks, Pop. You're swell.
Wow, Dad. This stuff really works.
I'm
bigger, faster, and stronger, and everybody loves me.
PlanetGridiron.com is not a pill and cannot make you bigger, faster, or stronger. It is a website dedicated to players, coaches, and fans engineered to get you better on the field and beyond. PlanetGridiron.com.
Where football lives.
This week on The Revolution with Jim and Trav. That's presented to you by Outdoor Channel.
Hey, our guests include Ed McCormick with Razorback Outfitters and Billy Higginbotham with Texas A&M.
Hey, we'll also have Hal Schaefer from Drop Zone and Jared Timmons also with Texas A&M.
When we talk about Pigsorama 2013.
And it's brought to you by Outdoor Channel Plus Ram Trucks.
Wednesdays at 1 Pacific on the Voice America Sports Channel. I'm Jim Ferguson. I'll see you on the trail.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
And we're back here on Planet Gridiron Radio. Here at Voice America Sports, a leader in internet media. We started out with a room full of folks, and now it's just down to the two of us. Well, you know, we haven't really gotten into the NFL. We haven't talked about the coaches a little bit in the beginning about who's who, you know, and Ray Horton leaving, probably going to Cleveland. But let's run down who's done what, who's where. Where'd they plug the holes? Go ahead and tell me where.
Let's see. Chudzinski, we already know he's out there in Cleveland. Turner's out in Cleveland. Wisenhunt, I believe. I don't know if he's.
San Diego. He signed San
now,
Diego.
Now, did he sign or is he just.
No, he's going to San
Diego.
Okay,
so he is going to San Diego.
Uh-huh.
They just got Gus Bradley, I believe, right, out there in Jacksonville, head coach from Seattle. And that just left Bruce Arians to us. Then he's kind of.
Is he worth it?
I think he's a top five.
Yeah.
I think that we left a lot out there on the table.
But who else are you going to pick from? You can't hire Wiz back.
No, you can't hire Wiz back. But
Lovie Smith?
There was opportunity to take Lovie. You know, one thing that upsets me is the lack of minority now in the NFL. You got Leslie Frazier, mm-hmm. Mike Tomlin, Marvin Lewis.
Uh-huh.
Those are your minority head coaches now.
So do you think that came into play here in Arizona?
I think within the NFL it's coming into play.
But here in Arizona, I mean, conservative state, conservative team.
We have a lot in there's a lot of things I can't talk about because I don't know anything about it, you know. But I do know we left Horton on the table. I mean, he had proven his loyalty. Proven his ability to as a winning
defense.
Yeah, that's kind of messed up. You wait till, you know, everything's pretty much settled. And then
well,
you
looked like you
go.
Were waiting for McCoy. You looked like you were waiting for this guy. You know, we started with Andy Reid. Andy Reid signed his deal, so we were like, all right, well, we'll go for this guy. You know, we waited for him to get out of the playoffs, and then the next thing you know, he's already on a plane signing to be over there with San Diego. And I think San Diego made a great choice. They got Wiz now. Great offensive coordinator.
I somehow knew he would end up there.
I told you in the driveway. Yeah. And honestly, the only thing I was wrong about so far, I expected Lovey in Jacksonville. I did not see. And you keep hearing about all these offensive coordinators and defensive coordinators that were never in the head coaching talks.
Right.
I heard. Okay. So
the guy from Oregon just.
And then I don't even know what happened. He said, I can't leave Oregon. Well, Philly, all right. You know,
that was overnight. That was like two seconds.
What had happened was he told Oregon he wasn't going to go just so he'd have enough time to pack up his stuff and get it moved out of his house before he really made the jump.
But go ahead.
I don't know, man. I'm pretty disappointed. I like Bruce Arians, don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. But look at Bruce Arians' success. He had a quarterback.
Right. He had a team to work with.
Everything starts, and they had a reason to play. Right. I know everybody says every NFL team has a reason to play. They're playing for the ring and this and that. But you know, and it kind of goes
inspired,
back to the Tao story. Yeah,
yeah,
when you're playing for someone, it's a little different. The way the team presents itself. They had seven fourth quarter comebacks,
mm-hmm.
and then some of the great comebacks of the season came from Andrew Luck in the fourth quarter. So you got. Bruce Arians, he's successful.
But we don't have an Andrew Luck here.
Yeah, we got.
And you can't draft an Andrew Luck. There's not an Andrew Luck in the draft, and even if there were, why would you take him?
Midseason, they said Geno Smith out of West Virginia was gonna be one of our top picks, and now we have transferred our top pick to, I believe it's going to be an offensive tackle. Can't remember his name.
Yeah,
that's the
whole problem. You need linemen.
And there's a lot of quarterbacks we've left out there. Maybe you don't need to go to college to look for a quarterback. There's a lot of young quarterbacks out there that are looking for a job. And then we do have Hoyer. I mean, we have Hoyer. We need to see where that takes us to.
Oh, we're keeping him.
I believe we're keeping him. I haven't heard anything different.
What about Vic? You think he'll keep Vic there?
I don't.
No?
I don't. I think Philly, either they move on with Nick Foles or they draft somebody else.
Nick Foles isn't that type of quarterback. He's not a... Philly.
That's what I'm saying. Either they work on Nick Foles for a year, see how it goes. Because don't get me wrong, he did great. He was scoring touchdowns.
He was running a completely different system.
But he was scoring touchdowns.
But you're not going to get rid of him. I mean, you're not going to just.
And he's mobile.
Yeah,
Nick Foles is mobile. He's mobile. I went to every ASU U of A duel in the desert, and he's mobile.
Is
he? He put it to us quite a few times. But as far as coaches, let's see. So Gruden, he's going to stay in Cincinnati then, right?
Yeah, because he didn't get a job.
So he's going to stay out there. We still have plenty of coaching positions to fill. And now our defense, you know, we had what the third or fourth best defense in the league.
Had. Well, you don't know. I mean, with the new guy coming in, I mean, he might do something with his defense. But you got now you got
to who's
look
there
at
to get
the,
who do you have to bring in?
It's going to be a change of personnel. You know, I mean, you need to see what he's going to do when he comes in. And who is he going to change? What kind of defense does he run? Can he work with the pieces that he has, you know?
Well, I don't think you can work with the offensive line that we have.
I'm talking defense.
Well, if you go defense, you can work with any. I mean, we got Campbell, Calais.
Dockett.
Uh-huh.
Paris Lennon, all the guys.
Peterson.
You know?
I mean, you got everybody that they've been. First of all, they've been meshed into a great defense with Horton's scheme.
Right. Horton's scheme. Okay, now you got a new scheme coming in.
And you don't know who it is yet.
You don't know. What do you mean? Don't know who's going to run it?
Yeah, you don't know who it's going to be yet.
I heard it was a guy from...
Oh, have they signed somebody?
They thought someone was going to come in. Don't get me the line, so I'll just... I don't know. I can't remember his name.
Okay.
Can't remember his name. But, you know, so he comes in. He's got to work with these pieces that he has here. And I guess this works all over the country at all the teams. You know, you get a new coach, and the new coach comes in and say, I like this guy. I don't like that guy. Kind of like when Wiz got here, and he said he didn't like Matt Leinart. He didn't give Matt Leinart a chance. And I don't care what anybody says. I think Matt Leinart could have been developed.
You don't want to go down that road with me.
Yeah, I think
anybody who comes out of USC is not worth putting the time into. Sanchez is a seven-time top not play winner. So let's... anybody coming out of USC, they're not, I mean, there's Leinart, there's Sanchez, the guy before him.
Palmer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on. Where are they all now?
Where are they now? Well, maybe they should end up in Seattle. But Seattle's got their Russell Wilson, man. This kid can play, can he?
Russell Wilson can play. Yes, he can.
So now we got a coach here in Arizona. Eagles got a coach. Everybody's got a coach now.
Everybody. Everybody's coach, head coached up. We're still looking for assistant coaches.
So they keep Larry?
For sure.
I mean, it's a dumb question, man. But, you know.
Oh, man.
Do you build around him?
Do you have a quarterback?
Yeah, you need a quarterback.
If you don't have a quarterback, you shop Larry.
Do you think so? And start a running game. And that's what Kime said. Kime said he wanted a running game.
Larry is not a running
type of guy.
Do you keep Larry to sell jerseys? Everybody's got a Fitz jersey. You're not selling any more jerseys.
So what do? You shop him?
You shop him.
And then get what? A quarterback?
You can't get a quarterback for a wide receiver.
For Larry.
I don't know about a worthy one.
For Larry.
Who would you trade him for? There's nobody out there. I mean, Alex Smith. Yeah, he can't.
No, I wouldn't send him to San Francisco.
He can't run. Well, no, I wouldn't send him either. Not with Crabtree.
No. I don't know. Where would you send Larry for a quarterback?
There's nowhere to send him. Everybody.
Maybe
we'll take Romo. I still believe Romo's a good quarterback, just in a bad system.
So you think Dallas would be the place?
Dallas would be a good place. Not that I want to shop Larry, but if you had to, that's where I'd go. I'd go there.
Yeah.
I'd see what the draft looks like. I mean, you never know. Look at Tommy. You just look back at Tom Brady, 75th pick overall or something like that, and he's won 3 Super Bowls, been to the Super Bowl 5 times.
So does Shelton stay or Shelton go?
Shelton goes.
He goes.
Mm-hmm.
What about the other kid, Lindley?
Lindley.
He was a rookie, and he got thrown in the fire. You know what I mean?
Lindley stays. If we can get a quarterback that can teach. You know, if we get in a Peyton Manning situation and we don't even know. We're just barely touching the off season.
What happened to Max Hall? Max Hall.
We let him go.
Yeah, I know we let him go, but where is he? Is he over in Mesa?
He might be doing some coaching over there at Mountain View. I don't know.
Really?
He might be. I don't understand why we let him go. He was rough and tough, man. Let me tell you.
For a minute, man. You would think someone else would pick him up, or they would have. Well, you know, business is business, you know. It's not babysitting business to try to help him get right. When they cut him,
Every team's trying to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just basically what it boils down to. Every team's trying to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what you're in the business of doing, and when you win them. You know, it also matters what market you're in if you win a Super Bowl.
Yes.
You know what I mean? You can win a Super Bowl here. Does that make you the super team? Is all eyes on you? I mean, does it take eyes off of the Patriots? Does it take eyes off?
Well, yeah. Look at Green Bay. I mean, nobody was talking about them until Aaron Rodgers won.
Yeah, but everybody always talks about Green Bay. Green Bay is old, established.
Well, you talk about Green Bay because they're established. You talk about New England because they've went to the Super Bowl 5 times in so many years. Uh-huh. You talk about Dallas because it's America's team. You talk about Pittsburgh because they're the Steel Curtain.
Right.
You talk about the 49ers because they're a dynasty.
Exactly.
So, I mean, those particular teams have fans.
Do you think the Cardinals are committed to creating a dynasty here?
No, I think the Cardinals are committed to
just market.
Marketing.
Just keep it floating.
Yep.
Keep it floating. Keep making money. Yeah.
Have fans. Give somebody something to do on Sunday. That's where we're at right now.
Just make our money.
We had all the pieces to the puzzle. I mean, if you look at New England, and that's another thing. You need to have a quarterback that can make people stars. Brady's making people stars over there.
Right.
Welker started off as a winningest or the most receiving tight end. Now it's Gronkowski. Now Welker's 5'9", running outfield, no speed, catching balls.
Right.
5'9", so he's probably 5'11".
No, he's probably 5'8".
Well, maybe 5'8",
yeah.
But
yeah.
You know, you got to have somebody with star quality. You can't just have a receiver with star quality because the receiver can't throw it to themselves.
They can't throw it to themselves, right. But I don't know what they're going to do, where they're going to go to get a quarterback or anything else. It remains to be seen. Let's see what this new coach can do with this team here in the desert. It's a team we talk about, of course, because this team we follow. It's not everybody's team that's listening, but it's our team, and that's the Arizona Cardinals. We'll see what goes on. This is Planet Gridiron Radio for Dave Lockhart, Brian Harper, and Jay Graves, and
Will
the Thrill. I'm Roland Hill. This is Planet Gridiron Radio on Voice America Sports, signing off, the leader in internet media, and we will see you all, or talk to you, next week.
Have a safe weekend.
Hey, yo, I'm gonna be on Tita. That's all my eyes can see. Victory is mine. Yeah, surprisingly, I've been laying, waiting for your next mistake. I put in work and watch my status escalate. Now I'ma start collecting props, connecting plots, networking like a conference. Cause the nonsense is yet to stop. Jake, shake me down. Haters wanna take me down, break me down, clap. All they heard was the sound. Yo, I scoped it out. I took your weak dream and choked it out. Your bitch don't really got no ass. She just poked it out on the D-Lo. I'm saying you versus me.